Let me ask you about World War II. Were you in the military?
Yes, I was.
What did you do?
I was a surgical technician in a medical clearing company. I ended up several places in the United States, had my first basic at Camp Roberts, California, and went to Paso Robles. It was camp there, and then up to San Francisco and Washington, then back down to San Francisco, and finally was sent to Camp Carson in Colorado. Then they sent me to Fitzsimmons General Hospital, and that's where I trained to be a surgical technician. And then from there, I went to Fort Riley and then New Jersey and to Europe. I went to France and Belgium and Germany. I was in Germany when the war ended. They were assembling troops, a large number of them, to go direct to the Pacific war zone. I became ill with appendicitis, and I was in the hospital. I thought I was going to get out to go with my outfit. I'd been in there a couple of weeks for an appendectomy, which is a long time, but the appendectomy there was about 6 inches incisions. Anyway, I missed going with my outfit. I stayed on Europe until I was sent back a year or so later.
Let's pick up on your life then as you were with your brother in the Jamboree Club in Oklahoma City. And again, you were about 24 years old.
Yeah, about 23.
So they had this publicity. Do you stay there with the Jamboree Club for a while?
Yes, I was there, and he put me in charge of some things, and pretty soon I was managing it. In 1956, I met Mickey Mantle. He started coming in there. We become friends, and a man who was more or less his benefactor, a man by the name of Harold Youngman, H.D. Youngman, a well-to-do road contractor, as a matter of fact, was one of the main, if not the main, contractor on the Will Rogers Turnpike. They were friends, so one night they came to me and they said, "We want to talk to you." And I said, "Sure." This might have been in 57, because I'd known them for a while, early part of 57. And they says, "We're building a Holiday Inn in Joplin, Missouri, and we'd like for you to go up and run it." I said, "I don't know anything about a hotel or a motel." They said, "Neither do we." So they sent me to Memphis, and I trained under the man who opened the first Holiday Inn in America. Incidentally, the Holiday Inn in Joplin, Mickey Mantle's Holiday Inn, was the 50th Holiday Inn in the world. Now, I think, what is there? It must be 15,000 Holiday Inns throughout the world. It was really in its infancy. And I went to Joplin. We were still under construction. We finished it and opened. It was 56 or 57 that he won the MVP award. He was already well known then, so well known that wherever he would go, he'd attract a crowd. But great guy, just a wonderful friend. We become very good friends, and we ran around together.
How would you describe him beyond that he was a great guy at that time of his life?
He was rather humble. He was very shy, very shy. He eventually grew out of that. And he was a very generous person, very generous. I think there were times when his teammates might have taken advantage of him. But he was just a nice guy. And, of course, my association with him was such a good friendship. When I went to Joplin, he spent a lot of time there.
What's his connection to Joplin?
His home was Commerce, Oklahoma, which is just a few miles from Joplin, right across the border. I got to know his mother. I never knew his dad. His dad died before I was there. I got to know his aunt. He had twin brothers, and I really didn't know them. I met one of them later.
Did any of the other Yankees ever come to visit him?
Oh, yes, yes. Like,
who would that have been?
Whitey Ford came. I don't know whether Billy Martin ever got there or not, because Mickey's wife wasn't too thrilled with him, because he had a tendency to drag Mickey out, and they would go out and they would drink and have a good time. Yogi Berra was there, I think, and Warren Spahn was there. Of course, I later knew Warren here. He used to come in here. He lived here. There were a bunch of them. I enjoyed 2 years there. I went there in 57.